The God Project by John Saul. Sally Montgomery leaned down and kissed her daughter, then tucked the pink crocheted blanket that her mother had made in honor of Julie's birth, and which Sally hated, around the baby's shoulders. Julie, 6 months old, squirmed sleepily, half opened her eyes, and gurgled. "Are you my little angel?" Sally murmured, touching the baby's tiny nose. Again Julie gurgled, and Sally wiped a speck of saliva from her chin, kissed her once more, then left the bedroom. She had never quite gotten around to converting it into a nursery. It wasn't that she hadn't intended to. Indeed, the room had been planned as a nursery ever since Jason had been born 8 years earlier. She and Steve had made elaborate plans, even gone as far as picking out wallpaper and ordering curtains. But Sally Montgomery simply wasn't the decorating type. Sally quietly closed the door to the baby's room and went downstairs. As she passed the door to the master bedroom, she paused, listening to Steve snoring, and was tempted to forget the report she was working on and crawl into bed with him. But the practical side of her came to the fore, and she pulled that door closed, too, and went downstairs. She glanced at the papers covering the desk. Much of the clutter was made up of computer printouts, and it was Sally's job to analyze the program of which the printouts were the results. Somewhere in the program, there was a bug, and the college admissions office, which had dreamed up the program in the first place, had asked Sally to find it. The program, designed to review the records of hopeful high school seniors, had disqualified every applicant for the fall semester. When Sally had suggested that perhaps the program was perfect and the applicants simply weren't qualified, the dean of admissions had been less than amused. Soberly, he had handed Sally the program and the output and asked her to find the problem by Monday morning. And find it she would.